Our modern hectic lifestyles often give the impression that time is hurtling by at breakneck speed. I've lived in a busy city for a number of years, and although I've gotten used to the pace, I sometimes still hark back to rush hours that consisted of a solitary tractor and perhaps a few cows. Indeed, I find I definitely need a slower pace from time to time to draw breath, gather my thoughts and relax. I often holiday on the west coast of Britain, seeking out the more remote and hard-to-get-to areas. Once I'd been walking a few miles around a particularly rough and rugged cliff top when I came across a tiny cove and shingle beach below. After I'd found a safe way down, I discovered it was a long-abandoned lobster and crab-fishing set-up that time had forgotten. It was rather eerie. The first thing I came across was a seabird's bleached white skull nestling in a crevice. Then, half-hidden in the undergrowth, I noticed a corrugated tin shed, no bigger than a telephone kiosk. Although the door was secured with a padlock swollen with decades of salty rusting, part of the roof had given in to the elements. There inside, a shaft of sunlight revealed a partly opened and half-disintegrated packet of navy-cut cigarettes on a shelf. On a minute homemade table stood a barely recognisable primer stove encrusted in seagull droppings. Back on the beach, a large lump of orange-brown scaly metal that was once a car engine used to haul boats up the beach lay dead at an odd angle. Dark rust stains were everywhere. And further towards the gently lapping waves, a boat was still attached to what remained of spoked car wheels. The wheels formed half-moons, as they and the boat had collapsed and partly dissolved into the pebbles at the end of their last journey up the beach. Deep in thought, I sat and ate a sandwich. A faint metallic tinkling interrupted the sound of playful wavelets and seagulls warning each other of my presence. I turned to the direction of the flattened boat, and my eyes just caught a glimpse of a single spoke from one of the wheels as it gave in to rust and fell away. Time has not forgotten this place. Time passes here too.